Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday morning MV Pro Call. Today is March 11th, and I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening to this via recording, which, of course, you can do by going to motorbikecalendar.com, where you can listen to years and years and years worth of the archives, or by subscribing to whatever podcast application you use, whether that's Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, wherever you use, you can find us there. Just subscribe to MotoVitality, and they'll just automatically show up on your phone. But we definitely love having you here live. Because we like the discussion. I don't always like this to be the Kelly Thompson half hour. I like to find out what you guys are doing and what you're thinking, and you know, the idea here is to create a forum where we can have conversation amongst members of the industry, professionals in the industry, and not have to worry about talking product or talking company, and we can just walk away hopefully with some ideas. So before we get started, Jen, you have an announcement. There's something special happening. Is that today?
That is today, yes. I am co-presenting with Gail from Gail Dataman and Kim Redden from the Water Quality Research Foundation, and we are giving a presentation on various Water Quality Research Foundation studies and how you can use those in marketing and how you can use those in the sales in the home. That is one of the things that Water Quality Research Foundation, they look at when they decide what they're going to research, is how can this be used at the kitchen table. And so the topics that we're talking about is the Battelle study, which is the soap savings, and the hot water tank studies, and then also the chloride discharge into wastewater, and salt efficiencies, and then also boil water alerts. So those are topics we'll be talking about, and a few other things in there. And that is at 2 o'clock Eastern today. So I did post on the MotoVitality Facebook page. I posted the link to register. It's not too late to register. Also on my MotoVitality Jennifer Smith page, that's there also. So I'm super excited. We've put this together, and it's actually going to be a lot of fun.
Perfect. That's awesome. Hopefully everybody will find time, and I'm sure it will be recorded, and they'll if you miss it, there'll be an opportunity to go back and review that as well.
Yes, it is part of the WQA Essentials. So if you're a WQA member, I believe you're able to go in and watch those WQA Essentials webinars whenever you'd like.
Yes. I'm also sending out an email a little after this call with a link so people can register.
Excellent. Thanks, Corey. Perfect. Also wanted to let everybody know before we start the call off the way we do just about every week that, we have been doing, I don't know if you've noticed some of the videos that we've been sending out. If you are not on our mailing list, please let us know and we can put you on our email list. But one of the things that we've been doing, Corey has been doing just an amazing job at putting some videos up on our YouTube channel. So that's MotoVitality YouTube. There's some demonstrations on how to do testing, some walkthroughs on some of the products that we all use out there, some unique products that you may not have seen that the industry offers that helps you in the home. So definitely take a look at the MotoVitality YouTube channel. Give us comments if there's something you want us to review, if there's something you want us to talk about or demonstrate or show you how to do the process, then please let us know that as well. And also, we've been doing a ton of work on the back end of our website. And when you start to do that much work, sometimes you recognize things or things will happen that you don't, that we may not always immediately see. So if you see a problem with the site or something is going on, please reach out to us and let us know as well. That would be very appreciated as well. Okay, so with that, I want to start the call off the way I do, like I said, just about every week, which is by asking, was there anything anybody learned this last week that you wish you had known before? Anything that happened that's worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country, or anything we can help you with? Anybody have anything? Okay, then we're going to jump right into our topic today, then, which I wanted to talk a little bit about service contracts. And this is one that I am hopeful we can get some feedback and some discussion on. Let me start off by saying, you know, one of the ways that you can make a company more valuable is by creating residual income, you know, by having that recurring income coming in, knowing that customers are going to come back to you, knowing that, you know, and this is one of the reasons a lot of manufacturers on reverse osmosis systems will make proprietary filters for their ROs, because it kind of, you know, forces that. It's why people will sell salt packages and those types of things. So for me, you know, there are service contracts that sort of guarantee they come in. There's a couple different types, and I wanted to start off by kind of saying my experience when I was in sales, what I did and how I sold them, and then I'd like to open up the floor a little bit, find out what you guys are offering for service contracts from a sales perspective or a company perspective, and to walk away from this call today with some ideas on how to present them. You know, how to sell a service contract, because sometimes they can be significantly more than just the equipment that you're selling. And for a lot of salespeople, they don't necessarily like talking about the ongoing maintenance or the cost associated with servicing. And I mean, sometimes salt is hard enough. And one of the most common questions when I've sold reverse osmosis systems has been, you know, people say, how much does it cost to change filters? And when, you know, if you have are in a company where it's going to be you know, $150 a year to change filters, then that can add up. That does have to be calculated into the cost of that equipment. There's the upfront versus the you know, ongoing cost. When I was in sales, some of you may remember me saying this before. The product that we carried, that the company that I worked for carried, was definitely, if not the most expensive, one of the top three most expensive products on the market. I definitely was not selling on price when I went out. We carried the most expensive system. And so I knew that I was never going to be able to compete with people, with my competitors on price. So it had to be, service, you know, because as some of you that have been in sales know, you've got really three things that you're selling when you're out there: it's service, price, or quality, right? And it's difficult to have the best service and to have the best quality and also have the best price. It's really difficult to have all three of those things. So, you know, one of them usually is going to be sacrificed. So I really tried to focus. I believed that we had the best quality product. I believe that combined with what our service department did and the service that I gave as a sales professional, you know, the follow-up and the intangibles that I offered as a sales professional, I believe we had the best service, especially given that there was no way we were going to be able to compete on price. The warranty on the equipment that we carried at the time was a 10-year warranty. This is the way we presented it. It was a 10-year warranty. The first year, call them every single day and it won't cost you anything. I used to joke with this, you know, the first year, call us every single day and it's not going to cost you anything. And we promise not to talk about you. And you know, when you call and to give you crap about it, I said, we may not promise not to talk about you behind your back if you're doing that, but in front of you, we'll totally be nice as can be. And, you know, the customers would laugh at that or maybe they were just humoring me. I don't know, but the point was that it was a 10-year warranty and we had a 1-year service warranty on it. So, after that first year, there was going to be a trip charge. you know, parts would be covered, but we were going to pay they were going to pay a trip charge. We started offering for an additional $350 on top of a system. A water softener back then was already $2,300. So this was, you know, over 20 years ago. And so that was pretty expensive for a softener even back then. And so we started offering this extended warranty on it that for $350, where the customer was, there was not even a trip charge for 10 years. So I could say that they could call us every day for 10 years and it wouldn't cost them anything. There was not even a trip charge on it. And I initially started selling that as an add-on and realized that I wasn't getting very many people that wanted to do that. They were already spending $2,300 on a water softener. Add to that a reverse osmosis system, and that was, you know, even back then, another $1,200. And, you know, which made a $4,000 sale right off the bat. Our $3,500 sale right off the bat. And they, so when I started to, add on that extra warranty, the question that they would ask would be, well, how often am I going to do the service call? How often am I going to have to do that? And now I'm kind of stuck in a position where I can say, well, hopefully never. You know, I used to tell people, look, these things are made by people. They're made by humans. If something's going to go wrong, it's usually going to happen within the first couple months. After that, then there's no reason this shouldn't last you 20 years. And, you know, so then they start to say, well, how much is a trip charge and how many service calls would I have to have during that 10 years to make up the difference of that $350? And they when I presented it as an add-on, it became something that they started calculating. I wasn't able to sell as many of those additional extended warranties. So I started just including it in the price. I started, instead of making the water softener $2,300, I made the water softener $2,650, and then added the reverse osmosis on at its price as well. So, and in fact, when we did that, when we did sell the total system, then the company that I worked with allowed us to extend that extended warranty to the reverse osmosis as well, which made it kind of nice. So when that happened, nearly every customer, we were already the most expensive system. And so the difference if they were choosing to work with our company or work with me as their professional, price was not a factor already. It was because of those other things. They saw the value in it. And so when I quoted the price at $2,650 and just simply told them this included a warranty that was top to bottom, it was parts and you call us every day for 10 years and it's not going to cost you anything, they were able there was never any complaints. They signed up for it and they did it and we put it in there and they had that warranty and it worked really well. So when we look at service contracts, and I want to find out what you guys are doing and how you're going about doing that. But my suggestion when you're presenting them, if you are offering them, is the number one, sit down and do what the customers were doing before. Calculate to see whether or not it's going to be valuable for you or your company. Meaning, is it going to give you, are you going to win on it? Are you going to have that recurring income, you know, that is coming from it? Is it going to give you that revenue? Okay. Or is it going to cost you money? You know, is it, you know, what is included in that service contract or that extended warranty? Are you going to at least break even or come out ahead on it? Meaning, you know, if you're including unlimited salt you know, they can have as many salt deliveries as they want. How are you going to police that? How are you going to make sure that you're not being taken advantage of? Or if it's a meter system, that they're not using a ton of salt and it's costing you money. They cost money to deliver salt. You know, you get that, you get the wear and tear on the vehicles, you got workers' comp issues, you have the time, you know, the cost of delivering. So, you know, you have to calculate what it costs to deliver, to make a salt delivery, and then how many of those you want to do in the course of a year, or what is average, and you've got to price that accordingly. To make sure that you are actually setting a program that is profitable for you, in addition to bringing you that residual income. And then when you, if you want to sell those service contracts, my suggestion is to not include it, or to not add it on to the sale, but rather to just include it. And people are going, well, that's going to price us right out of the market. Yes, it might, unless you are a professional that is able to explain that what they're getting for that higher price is a much greater value. How many of your competitors are able to say that they're going to offer free delivery, you know, or include that annual reverse osmosis maintenance, which includes, you know, I'm working with a client on Long Island right now where automatically customers are aware. Automatically, they pay $312 a year for the reverse osmosis system. It's unbelievable how many people do this too. They $312. That includes the annually. You know, they call, they remind people, hey, you're due for your annual service. How much is that? $312 plus tax. What's that include? Well, we come out, we change the filters, we check the pressure in the storage tank, we sanitize the system, and you're good to go for another year. Absolutely, come do it. It's unbelievable how many people do that. And because they don't want to mess with it, they like having it there, and it's set up, it's priced in a way that it covers the time, the service, and the material to go do that for this company. And it's, and customers, they've trained their customers that is the cost of that, you know, that is the required annual service. Occasionally you'll get customers say, can I do it myself? Yes, of course you can. You know, here's how to do it. We'll even teach you how to do it. You know, I know how to change the oil in my car. I'm quite capable of doing that. It's just, I haven't done it in years and years and years and years, though, because it takes me an hour and a half or 2 hours, and you know, client, you know, having to put it up on ramps and everything else, I can pull into a quick change oil place or the dealership and have done in a fraction of the time for just barely a more cost. So my suggestion is, if you want to sell these things, my suggestion is to add it in, to put it in there and just add it in, decide what you want to do. So with that, we've got a few minutes left. I want to ask you guys, what are you doing for your service contracts? What are you including in your service contracts? And how are you presenting them to the customer? How are you selling them to your customers? Anybody have any?
Kelly, I know I've, in the past with clients, there are so many different ways of, and I don't think we'd have enough time on this call to discuss all the different ways of these service contracts. And the way that you presented it, yes, is a way, but other ways that I have seen is different levels of service contracts. For example, maybe it's, and I'm just going to throw a number out there, $10 or $15 per month that they pay for the service contract. If you have any issues, then we waive the trip charge. And if there's any, the trip charge and labor. But if there's parts, maybe you have to pay for the parts after year 4 or 5 or something to that effect. But you pay $10 to $15 per month for this. And then what we also do is we will come out and we will do an annual just 15-point inspection on your water softener. And that can be just checking the time, making sure that everything's working properly, you know, check your salt level, things like that. So that would be level one. Then level two, you might add, okay, well, we are also going to include 10 bags of salt for the year. And, you know, then you have a level three, which is a little bit more in depth where they sanitize the system and so on and so forth. So there's different levels. And probably the best way to sell that is just to talk about it and say, you know what, it's an extra 10 to 15 months, but you don't have to worry about this water softener, you know, ever again. We're going to take care of it. There are some at the higher level that they say, which I've seen, where maybe it's $49 a month, I think is what I've seen. And if we cannot repair this water softener, we will replace it. So what happens is, you know, water softeners are, most water softeners are going to last 10 to 15 years. And so 15 years later, if their water softener is not repairable, then your company is going to go ahead and replace it. But you think about the money that you've picked up along the way, that basically pays for a new water softener and then some. So, I mean, that's one of the suggestions or one of the tiers that I have seen in companies. I've also seen where it's included in the rental, where, you know, they charge an extra $10, $15 per month, but every single year they come out and they do an annual inspect and check and service on it. And the customer never has to worry about it again. It's just put it in and let the dealership deal with it.
So I find it interesting. So you're working with some of the clients, and I know some of the ones you're talking about that are doing it as a monthly investment, a monthly service charge. You know, the closest experience I've had with the clients that I've worked with are doing it as an annual. Who else out there is offering service contracts? Anybody offering? Is your company offering them?
Good morning, guys. This is Jose, Purified Solutions.
Hey, Jose.
Good? Great, great.
Good.
Yes, great. I actually have a lot of rentals out there. And, you know, when I do the sales, they sometimes ask me for the service contract. So I just started doing that about 2 months ago. And the way I do it is basically I just break down, you know, the cost on average for the filters. Because, you know, sometimes you don't change all the filters at once. So maybe the first time around, you change maybe a couple of filters versus, you know, all of them. So anyway, I calculate, let's say, if I have to change the reverse osmosis membrane every 2 years or every year, you know, then I break that into an average of 5 years, which is normally the contract that I do on a rental. I give them a small breakdown in terms of the discount, maybe like 10% if they pay ahead of time for the whole year, you know, because the money is worth more upfront than if you pay it out slowly. But when they do it slowly, they feel that there's no real cost to it because people are really used to paying a subscription. That's what most people are used to, like a cable box, you know, whatever subscription, rather than an annual, you know, charge, which may cost, you know, $200, $300. I think that the service contract is actually a very good thing because this way we make sure that they come to us rather than shopping around and getting, you know, someone else who may mess up the system and then we have to go there and fix it for free because it's under warranty and so forth. So this way, you know, they feel comfortable, they kind of married to us, we're married to them, and, you know, it's more like a relationship. And they get a discount. I feel like they have a very good price if they do it, you know, in a service contract versus paying for every service call in the event that there is a leak or a clog or the tank is not working, you know, and so forth. So this way is all included.
You know, when I bought my car, Chrysler does not offer this warranty anymore. I have a Jeep Grand Cherokee, and they called it a million-mile, million-year warranty. I paid a significant amount of money on like $4,000 extra for this thing. I think it's $3,500 that I paid extra for this warranty, but it was for the life of the vehicle, no matter how many miles, and it covers everything top to bottom, except for maintenance, like oil changes and tires and stuff like that. But the most I ever have to pay is $100 deductible. I've got 151,000 miles on my car now and still have just used this warranty a month and a half ago. And I got to tell you, as a car owner, as an automobile owner, now it has kept me from going in and buying another vehicle. I'll tell you that too, that it's me. I may not be the ideal customer that they were trying to attract, because most people go through cars and they don't expect people to keep cars as long as I do. But I don't see why it makes sense to keep making car payments on them. But I got to tell you, from a customer standpoint, the peace of mind, knowing that I spent that money up front and knowing that that it is not—it's just not stressful to me. When something goes wrong to the car, with the car, I get a light that's on, or you know, something major happens to it. I know that the most it's going to cost me is $100 deductible, and I got to tell you, that has made me enjoy driving this vehicle and telling more people about my Jeep Grand Cherokee than really anything else. So it has served the company in that way, because I've been a pretty good advocate for this vehicle and for the warranty. You take that and you equate it to what we're doing. Of course, I paid that up front. I'm not paying an annual amount, but my thought is, Jose, and I was going to kind of go to this or others out there, I wonder if it makes sense to do that annual amount and then to have a reduced, to set it up the same way, because I still do have a deductible. So I paid an upfront amount, but I do still have that $100 that I have to pay, you know. So has anybody set anything up or designed anything, or what are your thoughts? What do you think would that work? Would that translate to our industry where you charge them a couple $100 a year, but then give them a reduced service charge? Thoughts?
When I had my my water, the oil heat installed, you know, many years ago, they offer this type of service where you had a deductible and everything. I was so reluctant into paying this annual fee because it was $150, and for the most part, it was just a change of a couple of filters that were worth $5, you know. I feel like paying a larger amount on an annual basis probably hurts more than if I were to pay monthly. An example, brief example, is paying taxes for your property, right? So instead of having it paid on a monthly basis, included into your mortgage, which, you know, you feel like it's just a more expensive mortgage, so to speak, versus taking on that payment on a yearly basis on your own, and you get surprised with a bill for $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. You're like, oh my God, I forgot about this. I don't have the money now. You know, it hurts more to pay upfront, even if it's $50 a year, you know, versus maybe $2 a month. I don't know. I feel like maybe a monthly subscription would be a better choice for them not to feel a pain.
That's a good point, Jose. What other thoughts do we have?
Jose, I love the fact that you call it a subscription instead of a service contract or something like that. I like how you use it as a subscription. Because
thank you.
Really,
and a lot of Ford call it memberships, right? I mean, that's what Motor Vitality does. We have a membership, and that's
exactly.
So same thing with Costco or
right.
or many of these stores, they have their club, you know, club members, you know, so to offset it so that it doesn't sound like that. So that's a good suggestion as well. So last 2 minutes here, what other thoughts do we have on this topic?
Well, I think, Kelly, just, when you're presenting it at the kitchen table, when you're presenting it, explaining to them, you know, the cost savings that they'll have, especially if you're giving an annual checkup and just explaining the cost savings and the peace of mind, if anything, that peace of mind, I think, really sets people at ease and they're more apt to do that.
Thank you. All right. So any final comments?
One last thought here, Kelly. When I was out selling, our company had a really good service contract and a really good rental system. And usually if they were looking into some sort of monthly payment or something like that, they both were monthly. There was usually a toss-up between the two, and they would sit there and look at it and try to weigh the difference. So I would ask the question, you know, what do you like about, why are you looking at a monthly system right, a monthly payment. And usually the answer was, well, I don't want to do maintenance on it. So I said, okay, what's your reservation on doing it? And they said, well, I want to own the system. I don't want to do this forever. So that's kind of how I sold the service contracts where, well, they do own the system, but they're also making those monthly payments for to make sure that anything that goes wrong with it, it's on the company, not on them.
Yeah.
And they just really liked how I presented that, and they can opt out after, you know, a few years. So it's not a forever thing, but the system is still theirs forever. So that's just how I presented it and approached the topic.
Yep. Perfect. All right, so we are out of time, everybody. Any feedback, as always, is very much appreciated. And Joe, if you're still on there, I'd love to catch up with you and hear how things are going. And everybody, I hope that you're starting to make plans for Vegas in July if you're able to make it to the convention. Hopefully everybody will have vaccines and we will put this whole zombie apocalypse thing behind us for a little bit. So, but I'm starting to get excited about getting involved with some of the WQA stuff again. So anyway, everybody be safe, please. We will talk to you next week, if not before. And thanks everybody very much. So thanks.
Thank you. Take care.